called a soul. Beware of bearded faces that you'll find. A bearded face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
Would you like to introduce the show, Andy?
Oh, I didn't know we were rolling. Hold on.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Hold on.
You put away your medical marijuana magazine.
Quit screaming.
Yeah, that's your microphone.
I am entitled to medical marijuana.
Why?
I do suffer. Because, as I explained to the doctor, I'm stressed out about all the stoners in my neighborhood. And I need some marijuana.
I don't think
to get me through.
New Jersey has a pretty strict law. I don't think that qualifies. Maybe if you have an eye problem.
Oh yeah, that's it. Eye problem.
Yeah.
What kind of eye problem?
Like glaucoma.
Exactly, glaucoma. That's what it is, Doc.
Okay.
What are the symptoms of glaucoma?
Extra pressure in your eyes.
Exactly. It's been killing me, Doc.
Yeah.
It's the pressure in my eyes.
Okay.
I always have some pressure, Doc, but this feels like extra pressure. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to Montclair.
You apparently know all about the clinic in Montclair.
I'm ready to go. Dr. Feinstein.
How do you know that?
Just a guess. He closes tonight at 7:30, so we have to leave right away. Just okay. Another guess.
Okay. Hey, well, welcome back.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, you welcome. Welcome back to you.
Welcome back to both of us.
A little road trip. Well, I actually checked in with Kelly. It was great to see
Kelly. Oh, that's right. How did that show go?
I remember this. I remember having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Remember loving her, as always.
Yep.
Spending time with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell you what the show was about.
Neither can I.
For $1 billion.
I didn't hear about it either.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to say.
It's kind of my trademark. Instantly forgettable.
Hey, congratulations on Who Tooted.
Thanks, brother.
Your fart-based board game.
Yeah, it's a board game built around a fart machine. It's available now on Amazon.
Yeah. And
Amazon Prime.
And I see that it's even sold out in certain places.
I don't know what that means, but it just went on sale.
I went to try to buy one, and it was sold out.
Well, if you go to the Fart Game District in any good-sized city.
Where is the Fart District in Manhattan?
It's centered around Spencer's Gifts, aisle 5 of Spencer's Gifts.
you're really counting on Spencer's Gifts for sale.
They really do have a whole fart aisle of fart pranks.
Do they really?
Yeah. They probably have a buyer. Somewhere in Spencer's Gifts, there's a buyer who specializes in fart gags. That's his job. If you've invented a fart gag, you've got to get to that guy. You got to sell that guy.
But you didn't do that.
No, mine is a whole board game. And actually, I'm telling you, I'm proud of the game. It plays great. It's poker in its purest form. It's straight up bluff.
Uh-huh.
It's 4 players or 3 players. And everyone has a secret controller. And one of you is controlling the fart machine in the middle of the board.
And there's an incoming wake-up call.
Oh, wait, we didn't even give the premise.
No, I know.
Okay, wait, I got to do it. Let me do it and then take the call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey man, you gotta wake up.
Oh man, what time is it? What time is it?
Friend, but it's 6 in the morning. Me.
Oh man, thanks for calling. Hey, would you do me the biggest favor? Can you call me back in like 5 minutes? I just got to go back to sleep for 5 minutes, man. Can you call me back?
No, 5 minutes is not going to cut it, dude. You got to do 15.
15. Will you call me back in 15 minutes?
I wish I could, though.
No, let me give you this number, man. Let me give you my landline. I just got to go back to sleep, man. I was up all night. I was partying. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous, man. Can you call me back in 15 minutes?
Nah, dude.
It was ridiculous.
Dude, I'm calling from Singapore. There's no way that I can reach for a...
Wait, let me give you my number, and then you can call me back. Just got to call me back, man. I got to go back to sleep. Where are you calling
from? Sleepy, dude.
Where are you calling from?
Singapore. I can't get your landline from here.
No, but let me give you the number. I just got to go back to sleep. No, it's a solid, man. It's a solid. I'll be your best friend. If you're ever in the States, I'll buy you a milkshake, man. A milkshake. Do they have milkshakes in Singapore?
They do.
I'll buy you a milkshake, man. I just got to go back to sleep. I just got to crash another 10 minutes. Just call me back.
You're crazy, guy, dude. All right, have fun, man. Care.
Oh, brother, call me back. Well,
all right.
I guess now we have to.
Now we have to explain the concept.
We have to retroactively explain the concept. Because that's baffling if you don't know our concept.
Yeah, why don't you try to explain it?
Well, apparently there's a new app. Well, maybe not even. It's that new, but it's new to me, called Wakie. W A K
I E.
It's either IE or EY. I don't know.
No, it's IE.
Or EY. I just don't recall. And you can sign up on this app, and you can...
It's the international wake-up community.
You can ask people... you can ask the app to set a wake-up call at any time of day, and somebody around the world will oblige. Somebody around the world will step up and make that wake-up call for you.
Just like Fooey just did.
Just like Fooey just did from Singapore.
Fooey from Singapore. In fact, he sent you a follow-up message. Dude, wake the hell up.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Wait, do we have his number now?
No.
Can we call him back?
No, we can't.
And then Ken and I came up with the following way to abuse this app. We've set a number of wake-up calls for this hour. Right, Kenny?
Yep.
And we're going to take turns accepting these wake-up calls. And we're going to see which of us can get follow-up calls, the most follow-up calls out of these calls. Like a snooze alarm. Like, call me back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but you called the fatal flaw. That is the fatal flaw.
Because they're long distance, they're calling from around the world.
Yeah, when they call you through the app, they're not making a long distance call. They're doing voice over IP. And then we're asking them to call back on a landline. But you didn't do very well there. So next wake-up call is my turn.
I struck out, brother.
Yeah.
But I kept him on the phone.
You did.
Is there any way to see how long I kept him on the phone?
Yes.
There is?
Yeah.
Can you beat that record?
You kept him on for 1 minute, 50 seconds.
Hold on.
But
well,
I think
maybe that's the way to do this.
Oh, no, it's not, because I think they limit the amount of time you can talk.
To 2 minutes?
Yeah, to 2 minutes.
Do you think you can go the whole 2 minutes?
Oh, I can definitely go the whole 2 minutes. A milkshake. You offered the guy a milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Young people today, they love milkshakes.
I had not heard that.
Young people will do almost anything for a milkshake.
Really?
A milkshake and a quarter. If you have a milkshake at 25 cents, you're good to go. Any young person you meet.
Fooey just sent you a follow-up message. He's not impressed by your acting.
What did he say?
He says, he wrote, dude, wake the hell up. And I wrote back, as you, I wrote back, oh man, so tired.
Yeah.
And then he wrote back, nah, you're fine, man. You're putting on a show for your kids.
Exactly right. My kids being my listeners, but exactly right.
Yeah.
Boy, he was not impressed with my acting.
No.
You think you can do better?
I know I can do better.
You can keep somebody on for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, keep setting some wake-up calls.
I did. I just set up another one.
Set them all up.
No, I can't. You can
only... Every 2 minutes. They can't go longer than 2 minutes.
You can't set up more than three at a time.
Well, then keep rolling them over.
I did. I've rolled them over.
You think you're going to get a call?
I'm waiting for the next call.
You'll take the next one?
I take the next one.
And hey, guess how old I am doing these prank calls.
How old?
60.
Wait, that's how old you really are.
Yeah.
But you weren't playing 60.
No, but I'm 60 years old, and I'm making these prank calls.
No, these are reverse prank calls.
These are prank calls. No, yeah, these are incoming prank calls.
These are incoming prank calls.
Yeah, the most sophisticated kind of prank calls.
That's the best acting I've ever heard you do.
Guess,
I have to say.
Guess what this show is going to ensure? It's going to ensure two things. One, that I stay young forever.
Okay.
These shows will keep me young. And two, it will ensure that I will never, ever be nominated for Attorney General of the United States. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think you can guarantee that.
You can't. This has closed the door. This show
no.
has closed the door. Yes, the wakey snooze alarm prank phone call show means that's it for me. The odds before this show, I would say, were one in a million that I would be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I have no law degree, no background whatsoever, no political connections.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a Weisenheimer. I'm a rascal.
You're describing Donald Trump.
I guess I am our next president. Yeah. Hey, if you want to laugh about Donald Trump, are you ready to laugh?
Oh, wait. We have
oh, is this
call.
Your call?
Yeah.
Oh. Is this you?
Hello? Hello? Fooey? Hey, Fooey? He wasn't there.
Wait, was that Fooey?
Yeah.
Wait, that was my guy. That was my guy. I'm getting credit. I'm well, taking, that's my.
Talk to him.
Hey, Fooey. Fooey. Where's my guy?
I'm trying to get him.
Oh, you have it on, wait, do you have it, the speaker off there?
Nope.
I miss him. Make him come to me, Ken.
I don't know why we can't hear you, Fooey. Sorry.
I love him. I love that guy. Can a man be in love with another man he's only talked to for 1 minute and 50 seconds?
Yes.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, you haven't seen him.
I love him.
I'm a little worried why it's not working.
I've touched his soul. Yeah, make it work.
Yeah.
Can you test it?
Yeah, we could test it.
Yeah, test it. Call me. You know, this is great.
Yeah.
So we're not taking incoming calls. Hey, we could do this as a pre-recorded show.
We could. You're right.
It's just incoming calls, baby. Okay.
Okay.
We're hearing it.
Audio is working.
So what were we talking about? Hey, tell us the high point of your little road trip with your family.
I got food poisoning at White Sands National Monument. That was fun.
I read about that.
Yeah.
In the Times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pee in the Grand Canyon over the edge?
I did not. Did you do that?
I collected pee the whole trip and then poured it over the edge when I got there.
Your own pee or other people?
The whole family. In the pee jar.
You have a family pee jar?
You don't have a family pee jar?
I do not.
Oh, my God. We save a fortune.
On what?
We haven't called a plumber in 35 years.
What do you do with it when you're not nearby the Grand Canyon?
Well, we always have it with us. And the kids have little jars with them when they go off on their own.
And then you pour it all into one family jar?
And then we wait until we have enough money to get to the Grand Canyon.
Well, that probably costs way more than a plumber.
Hold on. Do we have a call?
No.
Now, what were some other high points?
Going to Canyonlands, which is, you know, where James Franco had to saw off his arm.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that canyon?
I didn't make it to that canyon, no. But they have James Franco monuments all over the place.
Dozens of them?
Yeah, dozens of them. People just sticking little plastic skeleton arms inside the rocks. It's fun. It's like a scavenger hunt. That was great.
How was spending all that time with your family?
It was great. We didn't get on each other's nerves at all. You know how we did it?
Stoned the whole way.
Well,
from day one,
yeah.
Day one,
well, that goes,
to day 15.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, exactly. Good plan.
We were pretending we were the Breckmans. It worked out really well. Except for the part where they wanted me to pee in a jar.
So wait a minute, so you left here in a rented car.
Yes. We rented a car
in
Hoboken. We went to the Bat Ranch in Virginia.
Which is what?
Went caving.
Oh, no, don't do that. Were there bats all over?
We saw one bat. There's been a bat die-off, you know.
Thank God, my prayers have been answered.
No, we need the bats.
No, we don't need the
bats. Yes, we do. The bats kill the mosquitoes.
I also pray for the death of mosquitoes. Don't worry.
Okay.
You're covered. Now, when do we get some more calls? These wake-up calls. How many did you set?
I set one like every 5 minutes.
Well, make it come faster.
I'm working on it. All right. Well, 6:15 has ended.
Where's our call?
And we didn't get a call.
Maybe that was that guy. Maybe he was supposed to be calling me back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what it was. He's just sitting there trying to wake people up. See, I'm just figuring out how this app works myself.
So it's one guy volunteering to wake everyone in the world up? It's one guy?
No, it's not one guy. But he's sitting there, obviously, just ready to wake people up.
He's sitting there in Singapore.
Yeah.
His phone.
Yeah. Trying to wake up Americans.
So you would have been, so it's a good thing you couldn't talk to him. He'd have seen you coming, baby.
Well, he obviously recognized that it was us, and he didn't want to participate anymore.
Do you think anyone will?
In fact, he's probably already alerted Wakey to our abuse, and we're probably going to get banned in no time.
And what will that mean for, let's say, our listeners?
Nothing.
Let's say if they want to be entertained for 40 minutes, if we're banned from Wakey.
They're in luck.
I'm worried about them. Don't you care about them?
I care very much about
them. Are we going to get a call in 2 minutes?
I hope so. I don't know.
Wait, so this is going to be agonizingly painful foreplay.
Do you want to make
2 minute phone calls?
Well, here's another thing.
Yeah.
You could ask somebody to call you to cheer you up. Do you want to do that?
Can I keep them on for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that.
Okay.
Let's say every time you keep someone on for 2 minutes, you get a point. Okay?
Okay.
But every time someone hangs up on you before the 2 minutes is up, you get a point.
Somebody's calling to cheer you up.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You're on the air. Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, man. What's up with you? Thanks for calling. It means the world to me.
Well, I'm just trying out this new app to wake up, and then I just got on it. So what's up? You need a cheer up or something?
Oh, that would be great. Where are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh man, that would be great. I could really use something. I got some bad news yesterday.
What happened?
My fiance Gloria was diagnosed with testicular cancer. Yeah, man. I don't even know how to react to that, man. I mean, that hit me like that's like a double whammy, brother.
I mean,
number one, she's a dude, okay? She's a dude, and she has testicular cancer, man. So I can't leave her. I can't leave her because she's got cancer, but I can't stay with her because she's a dude.
Well, don't you like girls?
I love girls, but this girl's a dude. She's got testicular cancer, too. She's a dude with cancer. Cheer me up, Orlando. What do you got to say, Orlando?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, do you like girls or what? I mean, that might be like a Bruce Jenner situation where, you know, she just pretty much gets an operation.
Oh, I could ask her to get the operation. Wait, hold on. I think you're onto something. Because getting the operation, that would eliminate the cancer, and I'd have a girlfriend. It's a win. Oh, man, you turned my life around. This is the best app ever. Thank you, brother. Thank you. What's your name, brother? What's your name? Oh, man. I owe you so much, man. What can I do for you? Can I cheer you up?
Yeah, man. That'll be awesome.
Well, what's your situation? Are you a married man?
Yeah, married. But everything's good. Married looks good. Just, I could definitely use more income, you know?
Oh, man. You know what you should do, man? You should make a lot more money, and that would give you, that would increase your income.
I think my problem is thinking about money and not what's, like, the reason to have the money. So
I see.
Maybe I should focus on why I should have the money and not just getting the money. So maybe focus on something that will make me happy getting the money as opposed to just doing anything for money.
Yeah, man. What would make you happy if you had money? Going on a tilt-a-whirl ride?
Yeah, you know, like those bills we get paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bills. Good idea. Bills.
You know
what I would do?
I don't want to work. I don't want to work for bills, but I want to, you know, like do something. You know, invested and you know,
oh, invested
type of things. So.
Great idea, man. All these are great ideas. You're halfway there because you know what you want. You have a goal.
Yeah.
You want to make money and pay bills. You're halfway there, brother. A lot of people don't have what you have. They don't have the focus that you have.
Yeah,
they don't have the drive, the ambition. Yeah. They don't have the goals, man. Hey, you want some advice? You want some advice? I'll give you some financial advice. Every month, at the end of every month, put $10,000 aside. Put it in the bank. And then forget about that money. Like that money doesn't exist. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then at the end of the year, man, you turn around and you know what you have? You have like $120,000. Using my system.
That's a good system, bro.
Yeah, that's my system. I'm glad I could help you out.
Make $10,000.
Oh, yeah. I see your point. That's a tough one, so yeah.
Maybe we'll start with 10 cents.
Well, that won't help you at all, man. Is that some kind of joke? That's like sick, man. 10 cents. Just wait, was that 2 minutes?
$10,
oh, wait, he's still on. Wait, there's no time limit to this?
We'll start with $10. And
hey, wait.
Then, you know,
hold
we'll
on.
Build it.
Hey, wait, Orlando, can you do me the biggest favor, or solid, as we say, a solid? Can you call me back? Can you call me back in like 3 minutes? I just have to masturbate, and I'd love to talk to you afterwards and finish up. Can you call me back? Take down my landline? I really love talking to you. I really feel a real connection. Wait, did I lose our friend?
Yeah, it appears that we lost
him. Did he hang up?
I don't know.
Ken, make him come back.
That was a great call, Andy.
Orlando, man. I love this.
Remember,
I love Orlando.
You remember his name?
Orlando.
It was PD Positive. PD Positive.
From Orlando.
Yeah.
From Orlando, the home of Disney. PD Positive. Wait.
No, we should explain what the hell we're doing.
No. Who cares what about our listeners? Ken, we no longer need our listeners. Ken, we've done it.
Oh, wait.
Wait, hello?
Hi.
Petey?
Petey?
Oh, wait. Hey, you're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, I see. I'm accidentally replaying.
Oh. Hey, Ken, you know what we've done?
What?
We've eliminated the need for people to call us. We've eliminated the need to have our listeners dial us ever again.
Yeah, I think we should explain what the hell we're doing.
Who cares what our listeners know or what they think? We've got a show. We've got a listener-free show. We've eliminated the listeners from the equation. We've struck gold,
brother. Why are you so happy about that?
We've struck gold. Wait, haven't you been listening to us struggling? To the frustration? To the agony every week?
Well, let's explain what the hell we're doing.
Why? Who cares?
Oh, wait. Somebody wake me up. Okay. Hello? Hello?
I love that there's no one there to hear this. I love that you're doing this for me. Oh, wait, that's my phone.
Yeah, that's your phone now.
Oh, I forgot to turn it off.
Oh. Nice ringtone, Andy.
I'm not really Batman.
It just sounds like Batman.
It's just a ringtone. I'm not really Batman. Any kids listening, don't get excited. I'm not Batman. So you went into your...
I went into my sleep.
You
sleep
went into mode. Your yawning man character for no good reason, except to amuse me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken...
But you're winning. You're doing great.
We've struck gold, brother. We've struck gold. We never have to worry. Look, just say I need cheering up. Say I need cheering up again.
Okay.
Give me another guy.
All right. Well, here's your other topics.
Yeah?
You want to hear? Okay. I feel blue. Cheer me up.
Yeah.
I want someone to wish me good night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I want to tell about my biggest dream. I want to tell my favorite fairy tale.
Yeah.
I want to practice making someone laugh.
Yeah.
Here's the one you should choose.
Yeah.
I have a problem, but my friends and family don't understand me.
Should we
do that one?
Yeah.
I want to sing a song to someone.
Dear God.
I want to talk to someone about my love life.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do?
Which one do you want to do?
I have a problem, but my friends and family don't understand me because it's true.
Of course,
true. All right, here we go.
It's true for everyone. Wait, what's my problem?
You have to make it up.
Oh, well, I don't want to make it up. I have real problems.
Well, then don't make it up.
Okay.
Okay, Wakey is looking for someone to call you who will listen to your story. We're using an app called Wakey, which is the International Wake Up Community. This one's from Canada. And you're on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, thank you for calling. Hello, thank you.
Looks like we lost him.
I can see a problem with this app. Can I tell you what it is?
What is it?
No one stays on the phone very long.
It's voice over IP. It's the Skype problem.
So it's just not very reliable?
Well, yeah, it's the whole problem with Google Hangouts and Skype and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell someone about your love life?
I'll talk to someone about it, but is the object to keep them on the air? What are we doing? I can talk to people all day. What do you want to? What kind of contest?
We're using the Wakey app, so that you can make reverse prank phone calls. Here we go.
Wait! But isn't there an object to it? Hello, you're on the air. Hello, thank you for calling.
You lost him.
Well, I didn't lose him. Oh. I didn't lose him. I said nothing objectionable.
Man, we were so lucky with PD Positive. We didn't even appreciate what we had.
And the other guy, who was the other guy?
With Fooey.
Fooey from Singapore, waking us up. Now, don't we have other wake-up calls coming in?
We should. Please use a time machine. What? All right, 6:30 p.m. Okay, there we go.
Okay, let me talk to someone about my problems.
Hang on, I'm trying to set a second alarm.
Okay.
And
fine, Ken.
Yeah. Here we go.
How many shows a week do I have? I forget.
You get one.
And how long does it take me to get here?
An hour.
And then an hour home?
Yeah.
So it's an hour driving here, an hour here, and then an hour home?
Right.
And I know I should remember this.
For a total of 3 hours.
Just remind me, what am I getting paid?
In terms of money?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a pretty narrow way to look at it, to look at your compensation. You get to come in on the air and make reverse prank phone calls.
This is like scream therapy for me. Remember scream therapy?
Yeah, Arthur Janov.
You go into a room. Now, in scream therapy, were you in a room alone or were you screaming with 10 other strangers?
I think it was, well, anytime I've ever seen it portrayed, it's been one-on-one. But I guess the only time you see it portrayed is in some movie when it's some famous person. Like John Lennon was into scream therapy.
Yeah. Didn't he record a couple of cuts on an album that sort of were inspired
by?
Yeah,
like Cold Turkey, he's screaming all over, and then Mother, his song Mother.
Yeah. Anyway, this show has always satisfied that urge for me.
Is tonight's show satisfying that urge?
No.
No?
No, very frustrating. Although it's promising, it's exciting in one sense. If we can figure out how to get incoming calls.
Well, I mean, we have figured it out, but I think what we're seeing here is that the problem is...
Yeah.
That the calls are not coming in over the phone, they're coming in over the internet.
Yeah.
So if they have really crappy connectivity, then it's not going to work. We have great connectivity. We're sitting right here next to the Wi-Fi.
Say connectivity again.
Connectivity.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah. Why do you like that so much?
I don't know. I've just never heard that word.
Yeah. Hey, your son is working on new technology for the radio show.
He is.
That's pretty exciting.
We're going to maybe get it up and running by next week.
Oh, that's fantastic. You want to tell us what that's about?
He's figured out a way I guess it's almost like a double blind with your voice. I would speak into a microphone, into a computer. My words would be then, it's not translated, would be, what's the word? Converted into text, mm-hmm. right? And then a second program would take that text and read it and convert it to a voice module. I'm not explaining it.
Into right. a robot voice.
Into a robot voice. So what's beautiful about this is the first step that converts my voice to text is maybe 95% accurate. The robot voice that reads that text is maybe 95% accurate. So at the end of the line, at the end of the telephone line, you're getting me read as a but you'll hear a robot voice. You're getting my words read as a robot voice, and not quite accurately.
There's probably going to be some kind of delay on it, don't you think?
He's working on that. He's eliminated almost all the delay.
Really?
He's a certified genius.
Wow.
And then I guess the fun would be if you had the same thing and we could converse.
As robots.
That would be fun. Fun for who?
Well, not for the listeners.
No. They're always, always at the bottom of any enjoyment totem pole. We should do something for them, some show.
Whoa. What a concept.
Why don't we have a listener appreciation show where we do a show designed to entertain and please our listeners?
Hang on.
I'll tell you why. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Because every time the marathon rolls around,
mm-hmm.
you ask these poor people for money,
mm-hmm.
these hardworking people. And it would be nice if we could say, remember that show? We did that show for you. We worked hard to entertain you on that show.
What are you getting at?
I'm just saying I've been listening to other stations.
Yeah.
And that seems to be their business model.
Call.
Who? Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. So, thank you. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
They didn't like you. They hung up on you.
No, they didn't. They didn't hang up on me.
Well, they were riding their exercycle, and they apparently didn't like the sound of your voice.
This is just... Wait, this is so problematic. Can't we take these phone calls over our computer?
No.
It has to be over our iPhone?
Yeah, it's over the app. It wouldn't matter if it was over the computer anyway. It's still the calls are still going over the internet. Well, would you like to rate...
this app? Hey, Ken. Would you be really, really pissed?
I'm just going to rate everything cool. Everything was so cool.
Would you be really pissed if I just put my head down? I won't leave.
Okay.
And try to take a nap?
Sure.
Hey, then a wake-up call would really be waking me up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to fake it.
Right.
Man, am I tired.
I was wondering when you were going to try to go to sleep.
Have a good show, brother. Don't forget the zingers. People love the zingers.
I want a wake-up call right now. How come we're not getting wake-up calls?
Yeah, how come, Ken? Oh, it could be because the app idea doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, we were so close. I thought we eliminated... Wait, is that a call coming in?
Yeah, somebody wants to wake you up.
Oh, man, I was really... Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Sleepy. Today, Wake the Robot will wake you. Did you sleep well? Have nice dreams? It's time to kick the covers off and roll out of bed. I'm going to wake up another Sleepy. Would you like to wake someone too? That will wake you up even better. Either way, I must be going. Have a wonderful morning.
Oh my God, it was an automated wake-up call.
So I guess if no one volunteers, the app offers that.
Oh, that's
that pre-taped
call.
Yes,
you're right. That's what happens.
Well, that's no fun.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, jeez. Okay. Should we make that our secret word of the week?
What? No fun?
Terrible?
Terrible? I think disappointment would be good.
Disappointment?
Yeah, disappointment. Okay. Yeah, that's a good word.
That's the secret word of the
Although
week.
Although I believe we've used that more than once before.
I don't believe we have.
No, because remember the last time we were together, I felt enormous disappointment. Maybe that wasn't our word of the week.
No, I don't think we've ever used the word disappointment.
Oh, Kenny.
I still have to upload the secret special show that everybody gets for filling out the 7-second playlist.
Oh, yeah, we recorded a good show.
We did record a good show.
Can we tell what we did?
No, it's secret. Every part of it should be secret.
Can't we say that it involves Meryl Streep?
Yes, that we can say. Yeah, no problem.
That's intriguing, Meryl Streep. You know, there's an actress named Meryl Streep.
Oh, not the same one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We should be so lucky.
Oh, Kenny. So the app is not working. The app is working intermittently.
Yeah. As everything like this works intermittently.
What does that mean?
I mean, any kind of voice over the computer or video over the computer, you know, buffering, and that's what's happening. We're getting buffering and weird crap like that.
I guess I'm working through that problem on my own app.
Yeah, I guess
Feed a Puppy.
How is Feed a Puppy doing?
It's going great. I'm very proud of it. It's beautiful, but we have little glitches and small problems, like involving buffering, and it's a constant work, just upkeep.
Yeah, it never ends.
It never ends. It's like a marriage, you know, you always have to work at it.
And is Feed a Puppy selling well?
No. You know what I made today?
What?
Dollar. Dollar. Made
but
dollar.
How much did you make from your new fart-based board game?
Oh, haven't made anything there yet.
No, you sold it. You sold the idea, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit of it in advance.
Yeah.
Buddy, you don't want to be buying stock.
Hundreds
right
of thousands
now.
Of dollars?
Well, if the fart game takes off or Feed a Puppy takes off, then we're rolling, baby.
Yeah.
Then we're farting through silk.
Right. Does the game come with silk?
Game comes with a little silk you can fart through if you make enough money.
Do we want to open up the calls, the phone line to our regular
callers? No, keep hitting this app up.
I keep renewing it.
Do you have a good...
That automated wake-up call was really freaking creepy.
Do you have a good signal?
Yeah, I have a very solid signal.
But it'll be over soon. Look, in 19 minutes, the show's over. And then in less than 25 years, we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost over.
Less than 25 years?
Hang tight, brother.
We only have 25 years to go?
More or less. I'm saying more or less. Okay, maybe a little more. Roughly 25 years.
Yeah.
It's almost over. It'll be over soon. Hang tight, man. Don't get impatient.
Call for you.
Oh, good. Hey, you're on the air. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Saudi Arabia.
From Saudi Arabia?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I so appreciate your call, man. What's your name?
My name is Abdul.
Abdul, oh man, I so appreciate your call. Are you calling to cheer me up?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Oh man, well, I know it sounds crazy, and you're gonna laugh. You got to promise you won't laugh, man. Everyone's been laughing at me.
Well, why is that?
Because they think they might think I'm a little crazy.
Well, I think a little bit of craziness is good for the world.
A little bit of craziness is good for the world. Maybe you're right. Anyway, I don't know what I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my situation.
What is your situation?
All right. But don't hang up on me and don't laugh out loud, man. But I think
I promise.
I think I'm beginning to lose my superpower. I had a superpower, and I believe. You've never had a superpower, so you don't know what it would be like—the heartbreak, man, of losing it. Let me tell you something, Abdul, and this is from my heart, man. Sometimes I wish I never had the superpower, so I wouldn't know the pain of losing it. Sometimes I wish I was like mortal. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's worse to have this power and then to feel it ebbing away and diminishing.
Well, I think that's life.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. That's life.
Yeah.
That's life. Hold on.
You got to deal with it, man.
Hold on. Deal with it. Okay, that's a good point. You make a lot of sense.
Come on.
It's you make a lot of sense.
It's not the best fiction. Yeah.
You make a lot of sense.
So, what was your superpower?
I could read girls' minds.
Oh, my God.
And for about 2 years, I was really rolling, man. I could really do it. Like, I knew, like, if I met a girl, like, let's say I met a girl on a bus, I could just tell. I could read her mind. I could tell she didn't like me. She thought I was ugly or something. I could just tell. But now it's hard for me to tell.
I'm so sad right now.
I know.
I wish if I... I'm really happy that I didn't have the superpower.
Yes, because then you'd never know the anguish. The anguish, Abdul, of losing it slowly.
Oh, my.
Now I meet a girl and they recoil from me and I don't know why are they recoiling. Why? What am I doing wrong? I can only guess.
Maybe it's time to do something else.
Hold on. Hold on. Time.
Yeah.
Time to, hold on, do.
Going too far. We don't go too far. None of us will go too far. Maybe sometimes.
What was that, man? What was that? Hello?
Is Abdul still there?
What happened? What was that?
That was an incoming call.
It was? Wait, let's grab that call.
No, that.
We lost that call?
You want me to, well, no, but it wasn't the wakey call.
Oh, it was a real call to your phone?
Yeah, it was a real call to my phone.
How can we prevent those?
I don't know.
Wasn't Abdul the greatest?
Abdul was the greatest. I'm giving him a cool. Was cool.
Can I review some of the advice he gave me?
Yeah.
That's life.
And I love this.
Deal with it.
The 20-year-old persona that you're playing. You call everybody man.
And brother.
And brother.
They love it when they call them brother. The Arabs love it. That it puts them at ease. That's life. Deal with it. Time to do something else. Abdul is wise beyond his age, man.
All right, I can set a few more wake-up calls, but the wake-up calls don't seem to be working.
And wait.
I'm not sure why.
So wait, so there's no time limit on these calls.
No, there is no time limit. I'm not sure.
How long did we have Abdul on for?
I'll tell you in a second. Well, I want to set another wake-up call.
Why don't you take the next call, man?
Okay.
Can I give you some advice before the next call comes in?
Yeah.
Think about, okay, you're going to think of something that you want to say, right?
Okay. Got it.
Okay, but don't say it right away.
Right.
Just hit pause, hit the brake, tap the brake, and say this to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Is this the most interesting or amusing thing I could possibly say? And then if the answer is yes, then say it. But if the answer is no, think about something more interesting or more amusing.
You can't.
And that's how you elevate the conversation.
You can't have a conversation like that.
Why not?
You can't think about everything you're going to say.
Just try it. Everyone will appreciate it. People, the price you pay is a few pauses here and there. I don't mind someone pausing before they talk. If when they talk, I'm delightfully surprised.
Huh. Okay. I'm looking for somebody who will
cheer you up.
Wish me good night now. And I've figured out a new problem, another problem we had with Wakey.
Okay.
Which is that it was turning the speaker on by default.
Wait, but Abdul sounded good.
Abdul sounded great. Yeah, no problem.
So now we're waiting for someone to call you on this new app called Wakey.
Yeah.
You've asked people around the world to call and say goodnight to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep them on the phone.
Well, I'm not going to be as good at it as you are.
Well, use my advice.
Your advice.
Don't go with your first impulse. Don't say the first thing that comes to your mind. Believe me, it'll be deadly, deadly dull. Believe okay. me.
So reject the first idea and yes. go with the second idea.
But, yes.
All right, but then that makes me think I should have like a, I should just have a stand-in first idea so I can reject it and then talk about what I was going to
say. Okay, that's an example of a first idea. That made no sense. I hated that sentence. You shouldn't have said it. I'm glad we had this little talk.
Yeah. Well, that's not working.
It'll be over in 13 minutes. Hey, you guys listening at home, I got some great news for you. It'll be over in 13 minutes. Hey, who's on after us?
Sue.
And what are we going to do next week?
May I suggest anything else? Well, next week, you get to prove your own superior technology.
Oh, yeah. Because if my son Josh can make this work, his little program work, then it would be fun.
And why aren't we doing it tonight?
Josh had a little technical difficulty.
Oh, he had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, you want to hear a great moment today in my life?
Yeah.
I'm at my office.
Uh-huh. And on your new TV show.
On my TV show. I'm in my office. Mm-hmm. I had a conference call, right?
Yeah.
I'm in my office. Took the conference call. My son, who needs an office for a week,
mm-hmm.
is using the room next door to my office.
Okay.
He's there all week. So my conference call ends. You know what? I can hear him talking on the phone. He's on a conference call.
Wow.
My son and I are both on conference calls.
Is this a first idea? This feels like a first idea.
It does.
Yeah.
It should have made it more interesting.
Yeah. What you're telling me is that you and your son were both on conference calls at the same time. That's the story?
Let me finish.
Okay. Go ahead and finish.
And then, you know who came in my office? Huey Lewis.
Of the news?
Yes, Huey Lewis of the news. His car broke down nearby and he needed to use a phone. Beat that. That's my go-to embellishment story. By the way, it's a good tip for anyone in a conversation, anyone going to a party this weekend. If you're telling a story and it doesn't seem to be getting any reaction, add Huey Lewis.
You know what I think has happened to Wakey? I think we've been banned or blacklisted or something. It's just not working anymore, I swear to God.
Nobody's calling us?
Yeah.
Wait, what did we do wrong? What did we do wrong that got us banned?
We put in an awful lot of wake-up call requests.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, a normal person...
Yes, go on.
...would only...
Be woken up once
with maybe one additional reminder.
Go ahead, and what did we do?
I keep putting in wake-up calls every 5 minutes.
You think that set off some kind of alarm?
Yeah, because this thing is nothing but alarms. This app, it has all this stuff built into it to prevent abuse. Like you've heard of chat roulette, right?
No, don't know anything about it.
Well, no, I mean, you know, the app that you play with in your masturbatorium.
I've never even heard of it.
Chat roulette, well, maybe you don't know what it's called, but the thing that you play with in your masturbatorium is called chat roulette.
What is it? Well, just remind me.
It's the thing that you use all the time. I've seen you use it in the masturbatorium.
Is there really an app called chat roulette?
Yeah. Not so popular anymore, but you know.
What does it mean? It hooks you up with someone at random?
Yeah, video calls.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that must be so open to abuse. Creepy guys looking to meet girls.
Yeah, so.
What girl in her right mind would join chat roulette?
Well, I don't think there's too many girls on it.
Oh my God.
Anymore.
There was no such app.
Yes, there was not. Yes, there is, and there was.
Well, look, I'm sure that, look, there are no girls calling on this stupid thing, this Wakey.
Well, you got that automated.
That's it.
Japanese
robot woman. Girls, yeah. I mean, what girl would call a strange guy? No, this is terrible.
I swear to God, I think we've been blacklisted. It's called shadow banning. I feel like we've been shadow banned.
Is shadow banning restricted to this one app, or does it bleed over other apps?
Shadow banning is a common practice. It's where you're banning somebody, but you're not even letting them know that they've been banned. So it looks like everything's still working.
Well, that would explain a lot about my life.
Yeah, you've been shadow banned.
Yeah, shadow banned by the human race. How many minutes do we have left on the... Just remind me. The big hand is the minute hand?
Yeah.
So when it gets to the top, when it gets to the 12, we're done?
Yeah, well...
Oh, it's almost at the top!
Except that we're filling in. No. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't even joke.
Yeah, okay.
That is not funny, man. You just crossed the line. You were about to say we have another hour.
I was.
Not cool, man.
And we have clearly been shadow banned. It's just like nothing is working anymore.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're very, very lucky.
Fine.
Shadow banned.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even say you've been banned.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Strategically, mm-hmm. why would the app not tell you you've been banned?
Because then you'll get angry.
As opposed to, what are we feeling now? Help me. Help me feel what I'm feeling.
You're feeling like...
frustration.
You're feeling like, oh, darn it, the app's not working, as opposed to, those jerks banned me.
Now, so
it's very, very different.
Now, if we came back in 24 hours, would this ban be lifted?
I have no idea. I'm going to set another wake-up call for myself tomorrow morning, see if it's still working. Maybe I'll get PD positive or Abdul.
This was a great idea.
Or Fooey.
If this had worked.
Yeah, if it had worked.
Let's just talk about how our lives would have changed. We'd never be waiting for another caller.
Yeah.
We'd be able to pick our subject, and we'd be talking to people, strangers that don't know how annoying we are.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was worried would happen if we tried to set wake-up calls every minute like you wanted me to do, like we did.
It's good. Yeah. It's good to blame me. Yeah. It's good to get around to blaming me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to work hard to blame me. Sometimes it comes easily.
Well, no, I waited till 6:53 to start blaming you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. We were in heaven for a minute, for one glorious minute.
Okay, you got somebody.
Is this a wakey call?
Yeah, wakey call.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
What's that?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Jersey City.
No, this is not a wakey call.
Oh, no, I'm not a wakey call. I'm a real person.
Oh, see, this is it. We're back to this. We're back to this guy. And
I'm a damn listener.
And his ilk. We're back to the damn listeners. Hey, thanks for calling. Have you ever used this app, Wakey?
No.
Have you ever been shadow banned? Ken and I have been shadow banned.
No, you know what I think? That's really immoral. That's really unethical because a wake-up app should not shadow ban you. You know, yep. Ken's going to set this wake-up call for tomorrow, and he's not going to know if it's going to work or not.
Yeah. All we did...
A wake-up call should be reliable.
All we did...
It's going to work.
All we did was abuse the app and use it for our own unethical purposes. And for that, they had the gall to ban us.
Yeah. Suppose he sleeps through a job interview tomorrow or something important.
Yeah. Ken, is there any chance you have anything important to do tomorrow?
No.
No.
You have to get your library book at 9:45 sharp.
This is exactly how Nazi Germany started. This is Munich, man, 1938. They used to shadow ban people. People didn't know why they were being banned.
Was that the wakey putsch I've heard about?
The wakey putsch. Why can't that be the word of the week?
Too late.
Oh, man. The perfect word of the week. Gone forever.
See, because then if somebody listened until they heard the first word of the week and then stopped listening,
it's too late.
It's unfair to them.
Yeah.
Am I right, Sam, or am I right?
No, the listener should have to listen to the entire show to get the secret word.
Yeah. If I have to listen to the whole damn show, then you're going to have to listen to it. Hey, thanks, Sam. Thanks for calling. Hang up on him now.
Okay.
Done. Done and done. Well, we're back to the damn listeners. Back on Earth.
I'm trying one more time to get somebody to call us up.
Meanwhile, back on Earth. Why don't we get someone from Wiki to call us and say sorry about your shadow ban?
You can't do that. They're so concerned about abuse. Oh, my God.
What's the call?
Maybe we're not shadow banned.
No, maybe we're just unpopular. Hey, thanks for calling, man. You're on the air. Is this a wake-up call?
No, it says that you need cheering up.
Oh, man, I do need cheering up. Where are you calling from?
UK.
Oh, thanks for calling. I've been having a pretty rough week.
Oh, how can I help, my friend?
Well, okay, but you got to promise you won't laugh.
I wouldn't do that. I've been on this app for a year, so.
Well, I bet you've never heard anything like this before. I'll bet you've never heard anything like the story I'm about to tell you.
Go ahead, my friend.
All right. Okay, last year, I made so much money that I got nudged into the highest possible income tax bracket. And if you add it all up, including local taxes and state taxes, I'm paying well over 52% of my income to the government. Have you ever heard anything as sad as that? That means I have to work. That means when I go to work in January, the first 6 months of the year, I'm working for the government. I'm giving that away.
Yeah, I can see why you're a bit upset, to be fair. I wouldn't be like doing that.
You know, I mean, I made $24 million last year, so that's $12 million I just gave away. I just said goodbye. And now I have to get by. You know, I have a family. I have kids. They need to eat. They need clothes. I don't. We have to get by on like $1 million a month.
That sucks.
Yeah. I was kind of expecting a little more from you, guy. From you. Any advice at all? Maybe I should move my money offshore. Maybe there's a way to like shield it from the IRS.
Yeah, you could do that. You can do an offshore account.
Hold on, an offshore account. What island? Do you have any ideas? Anything come to mind?
Cayman Islands.
Well, anywhere that's out of the States, I suppose, would work, wouldn't it?
Cayman.
Wait, I'm outside the States, you think?
Cayman Island.
Wait, are you whispering Cayman? I hear... What island, sir?
Cayman. The Cayman.
Well, we don't deal with IRS over here, so maybe somewhere in England?
Yes! Somewhere in England. Move my money to England.
England.
Yes, they have... Yeah, their taxes are quite reasonable, I've heard, in England.
Tax man.
Well, we don't really pay that much, to be fair.
Well, you don't... I'm sure you... Okay, I'll take your advice. I'm coming over there. Can I crash at your place for at least until I get settled?
Yeah, why not? I've got a space. So far.
You do? Describe the space that's open.
I'm not really good on diameters and
you,
whatever,
you have to
but
end the call
it could easily a person in there.
Okay, say no more. I've traced your call. I know where you live. I'm on my way. I'll be there the day after tomorrow. See you soon, brother.
Okay, cool.
Well done, Andy.
Wait, we're not shadow banned.
I guess not. Maybe.
What happened?
Maybe we were just throttled. I don't know. Maybe they just made us take a break.
Is that another real term, throttled?
Yeah. But well done. Oh. I can't wait to try your son Josh's app next week.
Can I go home now?
You can. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
I'm not sure it is.
Online at WFMU.org in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank
you. You mean after that show, you have no problem identifying the station.
Right. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Oh, thanks, Nick. And thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
Hey, and thank you, Ken, for suggesting what a great show. What a great premise and a great theme.
You and your technology get to show me up next week. I can't wait. Stay tuned for Sue and Do It For Me.
Just do it! Do it for me. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Welcome to the program, folks. My name is Sue Braun. I'm here for 1 hour with the DIFM team. Do it for me. We are in full force. It's so sweaty. I'm sorry, guys. I may have to take off my, there's a term for this. Like when ladies have a boa. Never mind. Ian, are you there?
Yo, what's shaking, Kevin Bacon?
Hey, Ian.
How y'all doing?
Welcome back to the show. I know you're shoved in a corner over there. I apologize for that.
I'm the hottest and sweatiest here, so.
Nice.
I need to have my own corner.
That's right. So I see you got into the stash, all right?
Got in the stash.
Excellent. I want everybody set up. Good times. Good times, folks. What a hell of a week it's been.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of it, Ian? Do you remember any of it?
No, I do not. I just remember the last 10 minutes I sat in traffic, and I was livid.
But, I use that word livid a lot, too. Yeah. Livid is sort of like, it's like living in your id. It's true. Hey, we have a special presentation coming up. Soon enough, there's a lot of components here. We've got Technocrat Leech.
Live sync.
Technocrat Leech is back after a 2-week absence.
How'd you get stone massages?
Is that true?
Yeah. Stone massage. Actually, he was having a boil lanced and things went a little awry.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And I have several lawsuits forthcoming.
All right. Hey, that's your punk rock name now.
Do you know you need a license to do that stuff? I didn't know that.
To lance a boil?
Yeah. Boil Lancers Union.
I mean, you at least have to have your registration up to date. Speaking of which, man, they're pulling over innocent people on Route 22 in Union. Just an FYI to my Central Jersey peeps that they are now pulling people over because they're scanning. Ian, it's coming, just like you told me. They're scanning, there's license plates, and even though you have not or may not have committed a crime or a vehicular nefariousness, they can tell if your registration is not up to date. So they'll scan all the vehicles on Route 22 and Union, and they'll pull you over for no damn reason. And I guess you got to say something like, can you tell me why I'm being pulled over? And maybe you can get out of the ticket, I'm thinking, because somebody I know didn't say that and handed over his registration. And they were like, oh, your registration expired. And now we're going to tow your car, but I'm going to be nice today kind of thing. Like, they could tow your car right out from under your feet.
You're not going to check the trunk, are you, officer?
Exactly. So, it's crazy. This is, it's a nutty world we're living in. They're just scanning, just randomly scanning.
Skynet's coming.
Skynet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the iPod is looks like HAL from 2001, and that got me thinking. And I was just like, maybe once the iPhone or Siri becomes self-actualized, that's it.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
That's good to put in parents. You know, always insert commentary in parents referring to your own self.